Welcome back to a role play of Balance of Power, everybody. We're going into our last hour of today's episode. There's a massive anti-Republic protest in your way. You're pulling your van up. There's a bunch of Imperial sympathizers standing around exercising their right to have stupid political ideas. What do you want to do? I mean, I know Zed just wants to drive over them, but what do the rest of you want?
Do we have any contact with the people inside of this building? Like,
can
we?
No. So remember what they said before, they lost contact with them. Something is wrong with the comms network. And actually, I think you noticed this, like as you're driving up, all of the bands, like all the radio has been like damaged or something in this, in the planet. You can't pick up any signals.
And the gate is closed, correct?
Yeah. They've closed the gate so that the protesters wouldn't like come onto the lawn and up to the building.
Is there any sign of damage to the outer walls, or is there any sign of like vehicles in the air? Like, is anything going on outside of the protests that we can see?
I mean, there's the usual traffic, which is, I mean, slowed a little bit because they're blocking the street. But yeah, you don't see anything necessarily like suspicious at a glance. There's definitely air traffic because it's a spaceport, so there's constantly ships moving, but yeah.
Well, we have to get in here, but we're facing the problem that every protester is there as well, and we'd have to take the same avenue as they would. I mean, we could slowly make our way to the door or to the gate and try to bust through it or jimmy it open, but I mean, by us doing that, we would be letting in the protesters as well. We could see if Zed could find us an alternate way in.
How many do we know? Is how many people approximately? Like 50 or is it like 1,000?
It's hard to tell. Like it's dark now. Like it's nighttime. There's spotlights on around the outside. You'd say there's probably about 1,000. It's probably about 100. You're not looking at like a huge, huge crowd, but enough to get in the way.
I have one more stun.
You have one more stun. I was going to ask.
The problem would be the
you're my master.
if we breach this wall, if we do something
that
will let us in, but we can't immediately close, then these protesters are going to flood in right behind us. Especially since it seems like whatever security detail this dude has is. Adam, actually, this is a question. Do we see any security defense of any kind? Do we see guards, anything?
Nope.
No, it looks like everybody would have, like, they're gone. You don't see anybody. There's no one posted.
Okay, yeah. So
the building itself is, like, lit up and everything, but you don't see anyone at the gate on the other side.
Okay. Well, I mean, if we're going to get this guy out anyway, we could just drive up honking our horn to the gate, make sure we don't run over too many people. And then try to jimmy the gate open or have
that we're coming.
Do what?
Does he know that we're coming? Because he might just think that we're like crazy. Yeah. See, like,
well, what was the last thing that was said to him, Adam, when we lost contact?
He was given the order to go to like their secure location. And then that was the last time they heard from him.
Ooh. Yeah, that's rough. We don't have any code word. We don't have any way to verify that we're there to help him.
Well, I mean, you all have your like command cylinders and stuff. Like you're part of the Republic military.
What that requires is getting out of the van. We can't just drive up with our horn blaring. You know, he's not gonna know what that means. We have to like actually talk to him. And there's only one gate, and that's it. It's just a wall all the way around or something.
Yeah, can we have Zed look up the plans or something?
Yeah, as far as you know, there's only one.
Okay. Zed, is there any way that you can, pull up plans or some shit on this property?
I'll try.
If you want there to be a second exit, you can just spend a destiny point.
Yeah, you'd like that, wouldn't you?
You would love that.
How many do we have?
One left. No, you got lots. You got two.
Lots.
We're gonna need every point.
I only have one more than you.
So. I still have an hour. I'm scared. Well, can we have Zed roll first? Let's just see.
Do we know there's no? Is there no way to contact them from inside?
There either something is jamming their signal, or like all of Layer is undergoing like weird communication dropouts.
Okay.
It's honestly, it's probably like SIGINT. It's probably like the Imperial. Someone is causing this problem, right? They're trying to disrupt communication in advance of something bad happening, right? Of the invasion. So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to make a computer's roll to try to find an alternate way into the building?
Yes, please. Please.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Difficulty 2.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So
sweet.
Because now this role, like succeeding or failing on the role, doesn't mean that there is one where there wouldn't be before, right? Like that's what the destiny point would be for. So I could very easily just be like, no, there isn't. But right. that'd be silly. Yeah, there definitely is. There's like a maintenance access around the back. It's not the main way in. Like they'd never send like diplomatic vehicles back there. But when they have like catering and stuff, they send usually droid controlled like vehicles to the back. Right. It's also occasionally used to get sensitive personnel in and out of the facility. So yeah, you could head back that way. Sure.
Okay.
Perfect.
And yeah. Am I driving the van?
I assume Kes is.
Yeah. The pilot.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
All right. So you see
I will direct her.
You're my navigator.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Right around that corner there.
So as you pull up, yeah, you see this crowd, and then you take a right and start to head around the side.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. So yeah, you start to get towards the side, and yeah, you see this other entrance around the back, and you can actually see some guards back there. They're standing by the entrance, and they spot you and have eyes on as you approach. So yeah, you pull up. Actually, you're stopped. Like one of the guards steps out in the road and like puts his hands up because they don't recognize the vehicle.
Yeah.
And there's been reports of, you know, they're on high alert. So this Republic guard walks up to the window, and he's got his rifle in his hands.
Okay, so I roll down the window, and can I just give him my cylinder? Is that how that works?
Like, yeah. So as he's walking up, I think he's already saying like, you can't be back here. This is a restricted area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I roll down the window and like, we're on a mission to get Galen Mir out of here on direct orders from high command. And then I hand him my thing.
Yeah. He quirks an eyebrow at you like, I'm sure you are. Yeah. And he takes the command cylinder. He slots it into his reader. And he kind of looks at you and he's like, yeah, this checks out, Officer Navarro, and pulls the command, gives it back to you, turns around and gestures for them to open the gate. He says, he's like, before you go, is there anything you can tell us about what's going on here? We've had vehicles coming and going all night. And they said there was an explosion in Layer. Do we need to be concerned?
So no one's told them that they should be evacuating. I thought that they said that they were going to start evacuating people.
Yeah. These particular guys don't know what's going on.
God. Okay. You know what? I kind of like shoot a glance back at the commander and just look at the guy and look at the, I guess, officer, the guard. As soon as we get Galen Mir out of here, you might want to think about finding your way out as well. They're starting to evacuate the planet.
Yeah, he kind of looks at you and looks at the other guards and he nods and he's like, yeah, I've got a cousin in Layer who says they haven't had power for 2 hours. And he you can see him like regain his composure and he salutes and he's like, thanks for the intel, officer. Good luck.
Godspeed. I drive through the gate.
All right. So you pull up and there's a back entrance, and by the time you get up the road to the entrance, the door is opening and you see a group of people. You can see a couple of men and women humans in like suits, the Star Wars equivalent of suits, so they're all cut all sci-fi with weird collars. And you see a Herglick, you see the diplomat, and you recognize them even from a distance, and they're waiting at the entrance when you pull up. And the defense minister, Galen Mir, like walks up to the van. What are you doing? Are you going to get out or what's happening?
I'm going to stay in the van, but Commander, you might want to talk to him.
Yeah. At that point, I'm going to jump out and kind of start walking over and seeing what the situation is. As I'm approaching, what is this group he's with looking like? Are they Are they defending him? Are they aggressive? Are they,
there's a couple of guards. There's the Herglick himself, and there's like a couple of like what look like assistants or like attaches or something, like people who are just like helping him out.
Okay. As I'm walking forward, I kind of gesture back to the team to start, you know, getting out and getting ready just in case something hits the fan. We don't know who these people are. They could be being escorted out by the enemy right now under capture. So I'm going to approach, but be very cautious about it.
Okay. All right. So you, you get out and the defense minister addresses you like directly. He's like, I was wondering if I was ever going to get out of there at all. Where are we going? Who are you? What's happening?
So I just kind of nod.
And this dude is huge. Like he's like a good like 3 feet taller than you and probably like almost your height wide. Like these guys are enormous. These Herglick. Dude could break you in half with both hands. He towers over you and is just like, what's going on? It's like blowing.
As I look up at the spittle that's hitting my face, my ears are kind of flopped back like angry cat ears. I go,
my name is Commander Talra Bavran. I'm here with the Republic. We're the New Republic. We're here to take you to the spaceport under orders. If you please accompany me immediately.
And he looks at it and he says, I didn't get to be defense minister by getting into strange vans with Bothans. You have credentials, I assume?
I immediately hold out a hand with my credentials in it.
Yeah, he looks at it. He's like, don't give them to me. Give them to her, idiot. And there's like one of his assistants is like holding a like a data pad.
I kind of, while blocking eyes with him, kind of slowly move my hand to the assistant.
Okay.
I just overhear this in the front seat and I look at his head and like, maybe we should just leave him here. It doesn't seem very nice.
Sounds good to me, Sergeant. That was a joke, right?
Yes, that was a joke, Zed.
Good job.
All right. So you give the command cylinder to his attaché, and she inserts it, looks at it, and she looks up at the Herglick and she nods and she's like, it all checks out, sir. And he turns back and looks at you and at the van and shakes his head. He's like, fine. And like gestures the door, like someone opened the door for me. Like, he's not going to open the door for himself. He's a big, important guy.
So I kind of step back and making a show of it, I kind of bow real low and kind of take the side of the door and open it and then kind of grandiose gesture him come into the van.
All right. So he gets in and the van, like, you know, the repulsor van, like it tilts slightly because he's very heavy. He gets in and like he moves some guys away from the bench. Sits down and like tilts back the other way, and he like looks around. It's like, fine, let's get this over with.
We're not taking the assistant, right?
Well, I guess that's the question. Like, so he looks and he looks at his assistant, and she's like moving to get into the vehicle.
And I'm back there, so I say I just look at her, and she's human.
She's imagine like she's his Lobot. Like she's got some kind of like cybernetic like enhancement thing. But she was human, whether she is or now or not, it's up to
me. I just put up a hand and say, our orders were for the minister only. I'm sorry. Close the doors.
So you start closing the door and you get a big rubbery whale man hand on your wrist and he shakes his head. He's like, I'm not going anywhere without my assistant.
So at this point, I kind of step in.
Please tell her to follow us in a close vehicle. We only have room for you. We need to go as soon as possible. We are under orders. Just tell them to follow us.
Can you make a, you're just kind of like telling him that it's in his best interest. Make a charm roll. See if you can convince this guy to like not put up a fuss. Difficulty is going to be, he's pretty obstinate. Difficulty three.
Leadership?
leadership would be if you gave him orders. If you were like, listen, buddy, I'm in the military. I'm allowed to give you orders. You work for me. You do as I say.
Right? I certainly am trying to be nicer here. So what's the difficulty?
Three purple.
All right, here we go. No, wait, okay. Hold on. Didn't take the purple.
Oh, yeah, no, he sure didn't.
I was going to say.
Suddenly, he has no willpower at all.
I have three marked. Let me try again.
Okay. There it is.
There you go. Hey, you did it, though.
Okay, so here's the thing. Four strain. Do you have four strain left? I'm not going to inflict all of it on you, but it's just for the sake of...
No, I don't. Yeah,
I was going to say, you're like, no, no, Will, man.
I quickly pass out from the strain.
I don't feel good. No, that's okay. I'm going to... how much strain do you have left?
I currently have 11 of 13.
11 of 13. I'm going to put you right at your threshold, so take two.
Okay.
Take two, and we'll use the other two. I'll put a little black die in my pocket, and I'll save it for later.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we forgot about the upgrade that he has to do for his next roll.
Yeah, so your next roll will get an upgrade. No okay. Point in rerolling. We'll do that. All right, so he takes his hand off the droid when you say that, Talra, and he looks at his assistant, and he's like, I'm sure they'll find a shuttle to send for you. Good luck. And he like closes the door. And she's standing outside, and she just like gets the door closed in her face, kind of shakes her head and turns around to go back into the embassy. So meanwhile, we wipe with the closing door. We wipe over to Gunner. So Gunner, you're headed for the spaceport where the shuttle is supposed to be, right? So we get a shot of you, traveling at high speed on this speeder bike, the lights of the city kind of flying by at night. And you arrive at a spaceport, and it is very much just like an airport. It's a big open area, all kinds of vehicles. Most of them seem to be taking off and leaving either for other parts of the planet or for orbit. And you pull up, and there's like a main terminal building with lots of like pathways, and you pull up to that, and there's like all kinds of vehicles like up on the curb and like around the area with people unloading, people taking bags, and it seems mostly to be not just like your average civilian. It's not like families with like bags. They haven't been given the evac order. It's like diplomats, aliens of various species, important looking people and their entourages as you pull up on your bike.
I didn't heal any of my wounds, right?
No, no one's had a chance to rest.
Can I like just casually stab myself with a stim pack?
Yeah.
Casually stab myself. Yeah. I like that phrase. I just casually stab myself.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So you maybe realize you're real wounded. You stim up. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I guess I'm just kind of muttering to myself. Like, I don't understand it. Like, why is it still happening? Why did that guy go down? Why did it happen? And I walk towards the airport, and I just like before when I was on the ship doing this, I don't know if I'm even being drawn to anything in particular. I'm just moving forward and moving into the starport.
Okay.
Seeing what I feel.
So as you approach the front doors where people are coming and going, a guard notices you, and he has a blaster pistol at his hip, but he's not like brandishing a weapon or anything. He puts his hand up, and he looks at your vibro sword, and he's like, I'm sorry, sir, you can't come in here with that.
Where is there a safe parking for my bike?
He looks up and sees your bike on the corner. He's like, well, the lot's just down there.
Is there storage for my sword there?
He shakes his head. I don't, I'm sorry. I don't know, sir.
Oh, what do you expect me to do with it?
I don't know. You can't come in with that. Sorry. It's policy.
Can you call your supervisor and ask them?
He kind of like looks around. He's like, sure. He like gets on his comms, and yeah, like a minute later, another Republic, security officer, comes up. And she comes up to you, and she says, what seems to be the problem here? Like, looks at the sword, like, I know what the problem is.
I hand her my credentials, and I tell her that I'm needed in the starport.
Yeah, so she runs your codes, and looks at them, looks at you, and nods, and says, of course, sir. I'm sorry, sir, and gestures for you to go inside.
I walk in.
Okay, cool. So yeah, inside it's pretty busy. There's a bunch of like bright like billboard signs. There's some like hollow ads kind of playing in the space. There's a like faint kind of music playing somewhere. Lots of plants in the concourse, and then various terminals where people are going to get their shuttles, get in their flights. Where are you headed?
Nowhere. Outbound. I mean, I'm going to go to an area with outbound ships, but nowhere specific.
Okay. So you just head to the departures area?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So you just head in that direction and just kind of like wander, like you walk out into the crowd and head that way. So back on the route, now that you've picked up your Herglick cargo, you're headed straight for the port.
Yeah. Can we, all the comms are down for the entire planet.
It's not that they're down. They're just like really intermittent. So they're having like weird brownouts. If it were a concentrated jamming effort, nobody would be able to get comms anywhere, but you can occasionally make connections. Mm-hmm. It just seems to be really patchy.
Okay.
Dropped packets everywhere.
Mm. So, I guess as we're driving, have we met up with the APC in there or like kind of,
yeah, I think so. I think that's what we cut to, right? Is the vehicles kind of winding their way through, down the street, in the middle of the night with the, with the APC sort of behind you.
Cool. I'm going to try and make contact with Gunner over the comms just to see. I use my comm link and say, Gunner, come in, Gunner. We need a situation report on the spaceport.
Does it reach me?
I think not the whole thing clearly, but your comm link obviously like comes on and you hear Kes's voice. You pick up your name a couple of times. Static otherwise.
I'd turn it off.
Okay, cool.
Back in the van, I'm just like, Gunner, sit rep. And just silence. Commander, I can't get in touch with Gunner. I don't even know if these comms are going through.
I kind of shake my head a little bit and sigh.
Continue as planned. It's all we can do for now.
Roger. So you just keep driving to the
space? Sure. Yeah. So it takes you a little while to get there, obviously, because you have to make the trip. And actually, you have to reroute a few times because the path, like you'll come across. And I think this is where things are starting to get like there's signs of stuff going on, right? Like at one point you come around a corner and head down the route, and there's like a car that's just been like driven into a wall, and it's like on fire. And you have to reroute there. You go down an alley. You see like a storefront that's been damaged, like all the glass all over the floor. It's like a big Imperial Gear spray painted on the side of it. And I think that you're about three quarters of the way to the starport when in the distance you can hear you're like shouting and like a couple of blaster shots from like ahead of you, and yeah. I don't think your passenger notices. He's got the like Star Wars equivalent of a Bluetooth in, and he's just been talking to his assistant the whole time, or trying to. So the whole trip has just been him being like doing the same thing, like trying to get a signal. But so he doesn't notice, and the soldiers don't really either. But you up in the front, you definitely notice.
And this is coming from where the direction that we have to go. Like we can't reroute around whatever this is.
You could try like to create another route. Zed could make a roll for that. But right now the route's like inoperable. You can't like, I mean, if you just go straight forward, you're going to go into whatever's happening, whatever that noise is.
Well, it would be, I would make the roll for a, planetary, right? Navigate through an environment representing knowledge or traffic. So Commander, I think we've got a situation up ahead. We need to reroute. I hear blaster fire.
I kind of quickly look over at Zed.
Zed, any information? Can we reroute anywhere nearby?
Scanning.
Okay, so you want to try to pull up a new route?
Yeah.
Which what are we checking for? Is it like computers check or is it?
So in this case, you're just doing like more navigation. Zed can help. But yeah, Kes, you can make that piloting planetary role.
Yeah, because that's one of my career skills. I've got a yellow and a green in it.
Okay. Difficulty 3, I think, because it's going to be a slightly trickier than average task.
Okay. Give her a blue for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, it's a wide rainbow of dice. You actually have you should reroll that because it's three purple, not two purple and a red. There's an upgrade that ended up on your side or on the side.
Okay, let me just resync.
Good job neutralizing that roll though. That was nice. Even
I meant to do that.
Result.
Okay, 1, 3. Okay. Sometimes, if you don't click out of it, it doesn't.
Yeah, doesn't do it. Okay. All right. So here's the thing. I think you don't get a chance. You're like, okay, we'll go this way. You turn back onto the main road, hoping you can get around whatever the obstruction is, and you drive right into the edge of what looks like a firefight. They're on one side of the street, holed up in a cantina, both on the top floor, just two floors on the top floor, and in the main floor. There's people firing blasters down at a handful of Republic security officers who are taking cover behind their cars, firing back at the vehicle. So there's just this fight going on in the middle of this little square that you just pulled around to.
Can we just gun it?
You want to go through?
How, this is an Imperial kind of, what kind of vehicle is this exactly? And can it protect us from that kind of blaster fire?
No, it's supposed to, the vehicle isn't armored, your APC will be fine, but the vehicle doesn't have any armor. It's just meant to look like a sort of standard delivery van.
And where's our APC right now?
Right behind you.
It's right behind us. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could we all fit in the APC?
No,
it's got 19 people in it.
It's almost full
already. Yeah.
You can hold 24 total.
Yeah.
Can we, can we reassign some of our troops to assist these rebels, and then we three plus Galen Mir will take the APC, and then whatever remaining troops will fit in the APC, and we just abandon the van here with these guys.
Yeah, you can give them orders, even whatever orders you want. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's assign the troopers that are with us and one trooper from the APC to stay and assist the New Republic soldiers here. And then we will take the 6 spots in the APC and bust right through while they create a diversion.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. So you pull off to the side, there's some fire. You hear the whistle of a missile tube. Somebody in the building fires a rocket down at the cops. One of the cop cars blows up. It's all on fire. And then your troops break out and they run for cover and start firing up at the building. And the firefight takes on an even greater fervor as now more blaster fire is going back and forth. And then you switch over, you keep his head down, get the Herglick over to the other vehicle, get him inside. And then, Kes, if you want to get through this safe while there's a distraction, you can go ahead and make that roll. It's going to be a piloting planetary. You just want to gun it safely through.
Yeah.
I'm going to use a dark side point. I'm using one of my points.
So, I'm going to use the light side then.
Yes.
With you guys.
Do it.
So we've got one upgrade on your side, one upgrade on my side. And then how many other dice?
Difficulty is going to be 3, I think. Same thing as finding the route. So just trying to get through safely.
All right. This is
the one. You can take another boost die from your last roll too, because you have an advantage you haven't spent there.
Okay, so blue die. We're good?
Yeah.
All right. God!
Ooh, okay.
Yes, Christ! You couldn't have rolled. You almost couldn't roll worse. Oh, no. We didn't get a despair.
You could have got a despair. That would have been worse.
No despair.
You gun it. The vehicle, you don't get hit with a rocket or anything. That's where the despair would have been. But the APC is fired on as you drive through. There's sparks that fly on the inside. There's jostling and everything. I think that some paneling gets damaged. So there's a flash, and we can see sort of outside through this hole in the roof. And you get through the area and back on route. And at this point in the back. So you're up in the front. Who's in the back with the soldiers? Because there's only two sort of I guess there's 3 spots in the front. Are you all up there, or is somebody in the back?
I think it's probably Zed and Kestrel up front, and then I'm in the back, and then it's soldiers, and then I'm in the back with VIP, making sure.
Yeah.
got what he needs.
Cool. Yeah. So I think he's been injured. Like you look and he like holds his hands up and there's like blood. I don't know what color Herglick blood is. It's dark. Like on his suit and he like on his hands and he like looks up at you and there's, you know, this damaged panel and he's taken some shrapnel. He didn't get blaster fired, but the explosion, chucked some metal at him. And he looks up, and looks at you kind of like, what the hell's going on? Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I'm sure I know basic first aid at least, like putting bandages on.
Hopefully. You can make a medicine check to like try to make sure he's okay.
Okay, it's not gonna be good, but let me just do everything I can to apply basic first aid to him as fast.
Put pressure on it, man.
I can do it.
Okay, in that case, I'm gonna go ahead and calm.
Ed, I need you in the back immediately for first aid.
I'll take care of the minister, Commander.
Great. So at that point, I look at the minister.
Sir, we have some help coming as soon as possible. We're sorry about this. We're trying to get you to the spaceport as fast as possible. This is exactly why we're trying to get you out of here.
Yeah, and he looks at you, he's like, no, nonsense, I'm fine. And like, he's trying to push you away, but he's obviously not fine.
Yeah. So I kind of grab one of his hands.
Sir, please, we're under orders, keep you as safe as possible. This droid needs to apply some medicine. Please just let him do his job.
Yeah, and he nods and is like, fine. My suit's ruined anyway. All right, Zed, why don't you make a make a medicine check? It's just going to be one purple. Nice. Okay, all right.
Good job.
So with that advantage, so you notice, like, dude's being a little, like, aggressive, I guess. Like, he's just, like... Yeah, he's been a little like difficult to handle. You find yourself in a position, given the equipment that you have, and that he's kind of at your tender mercies now. You can sedate him if you want to. You have that opportunity now. It'll make him a little like woozy, but it'll also make him more pliant. So you can decide if you want to.
But when you say sedate him, you don't mean like
knock him out, but just like calm him down a little.
He's too big to knock out.
Yes, yeah, you don't want to knock him out.
As long as we're not knocking him out, I'm cool with it.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you can spend that advantage to sedate him a little. So you bandage him up. You apply some hypo spray or whatever to him, and he and then he kind of sits up and he looks at you and he's like, oh, I feel much better. Yeah, I think everything's going to be fine. And he like sits down on the bench and like takes his little earpiece out, throws it on the ground. And he just like, yeah, like yawns and like leans back on the bench. Just kind of like zones out as you like down the street.
Tower kind of looks over at Zed and kind of gives him a little thumbs up.
Yeah, totally. Okay. You get through this this thing, and I think the closer you get to the spaceport, the further you get from the like heavily Republic-controlled areas of town, the more evident it is that things are changing in the spaceport. You see more graffiti. I think you pass like a group of looters as they're breaking open a store window and like making off with I don't know, furniture or something. So there's like looting going on. There's like obviously D-Stab is like upping their game. All of these other cells are activating, causing problems. You see evidence of like burning cars. There's a spot at one point where you see a bunch of like dead Imperial troops like just lying on the ground, like more guys dressed the same way you saw before. And and as you come down to where the spaceport is, you can see again in the distance the same thing I described to Gunner before, the main terminal. And from we get maybe like an establishing shot of it as we follow you down. The tarmac area is like almost like clear now. Like most of the ships have taken off. We see like a Corellian Corvette lifting off and heading towards the atmosphere, and it's clearing out. Nobody's landing anymore. All the traffic's going. And at this point, civilians have started to realize like shit's going on. We got to get out of here. So the road is just like totally impassable now. Just cars. Grab vehicles all the way up. People out of their vehicles, standing around shouting, horns honking. It's obviously like the disaster is happening and people have all started to flood towards the spaceport.
So I turn to the, what, noticing all this, I turn to the minister.
Mm-hmm.
We may need to walk a bit. Do you feel up to the task?
And he nods. He's like, of course. Of course I feel fine. No problem, my droid friend.
Okay, so good.
Yeah, so you say that, he's like looking at you, and he's like, "Where are you from, robot? Where were you made? What's your designation? You're a trustworthy looking robot. Come over here, friend." And he's like gesturing for you to come sit with him.
I kind of like just stiffly kind of like sit down next to him.
Puts his armor around you and like hammers on your chest. He's like, "I like you, droid. You're a handsome fellow. I could use an appliance like you around the office." I'm sorry, is that offensive? Can I call you an appliance? Does that hurt your feeling? I'm sorry, who owns this droid? I'll pay you 1,000 credits for him. He looks over at you in the drifts. He's like, "Everyone's for sale. I'm a very rich man." And so he's just like babbling basically in the backseat about how much he likes Zed.
Yeah.
So,
I may ask, Mr. Minister, where did you make your wealth?
He looks at you and he says, "It's a long and sordid story, my friend. You see, I've been on this planet since, well, long before the New Republic gave a damn about it. I own ships, several ships. You see, I move goods back and forth. And I've got an eye for defense. That's why I'm the Minister of Defense, you see. Yeah, government appreciates a smart man. Anyway, what was the question?"
"What are your thoughts on the Republic?"
He says, "Governments come and go. The Republic pays me well enough, but the Empire paid me well, too."
"Who is paying you well now?"
He kind of looks at you, and he's like, I have many sources of income, my friend. Many sources. Diversification. I'm going to give you some business advice, robot." He like pulls you in close. He's like, "Diversify your portfolio. Don't put all your eggs in one turbo lift."
And then I look to him and I say,
"Have you ever heard of a person named Rin?"
He shakes his head. He's like, "I know a lot of people. Sounds like a human name. Don't think I know anyone by that name."
"What about a Nos Landon?"
Hey. I was going to say he squints at you, but he's got these like tiny little whale eyes, so maybe it's hard to tell. But he pauses and he's like exhales loudly through his blowhole. He's like, "Landon. Smuggler trash." He shakes his head and makes like an irritated whale noise. And he's like, "That man's not worth your time."
Okay. I'm just trying to ply him while he's
totally
under the influence. Yeah. So
we met a very charming calamari named Tech. Do you know him?
He shakes his head. He says, "No, don't do business with the Mon Calamari. They're not trustworthy."
"I have enjoyed our conversation. I hope you have as well."
Yeah, he nods, makes like a pleased whale song sound. And he's like, he leans back and is like, "Oh no, I have enjoyed it. I think I'll look into purchasing you, droid, and we can talk all the time." And he like looks over at Kes and is like, "Everybody has a price." So meanwhile, while you two are talking, Kes and Talra, you're now in the front seat. What's your plan to get through this like mess with the defense minister? There's this like massive crowd.
How far are we?
So are we stopped? Like we are now behind?
Oh yeah, it's deadlocked. Like you can't take this vehicle any further.
How far from the spaceport are we?
In terms of
we could get out and be there in 5 minutes or like an hour.
If you walk, you could probably get up there. Like there's going to be a crowd at the entrance, but if you get out and like escort this dude and just go straight line, yeah, it'd be like a 10-minute walk probably.
Oh, good. Okay. So not that far. So I'm going to go ahead and radio down to Zed and I'm going to say,
"Zed, if you're done with your conversation back there, if you could try to lock us down transportation off the planet as soon as possible, we need to get a verified location to head to."
Hold on. Whoa. we need a verified location to go to.
Or we know that we're supposed to go to the spaceport to evacuate. However, as far as I know, we don't have a place at the spaceport to head to leave. We don't have a ship waiting for us right now. We need to lock down passage off the planet. Correct me if I'm wrong there, Adam.
Oh, like, I thought they were waiting for us there.
No, they're waiting. Yep, yep. There's a shuttle waiting.
We have a ship. It's waiting for us. We're going
to
go. There's
a shuttle waiting for you there. You just need to get him to it.
So in that case, all right. In that case, I'm going to radio the team.
Get ready to head out. We need to get there as soon as possible. It looks like we're going to have to head out on foot.
Okay.
It looks like we're going for a stroll. Are you ready?
He, your Herglick companion's like, yes, good. I like a good walk. I used to take morning constitutionals every day.
As he's talking, I'm grabbing his flipper.
Yeah, come along, yeah.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah, and he, as he's getting out, he's like, I just hope you can keep up, my tin friend. And then he looks down at his suit, and he's like, I seem to have spilled something on myself. he laughs. He's like, it's fine. I have 1,000 more suits just like it. And as a group, you head out. Now, are you sending your troops, like, ahead of you to, like, clear the way, or are you trying to be subtle and, like, sneak him up to the...
We have 18 troops to work with. So yep. I think we'll probably send a small portion of them to clear the way ahead of us, and then we'll use the rest to split evenly between and behind us. So we kind of like have a small escort around us three kind of making sure the VIP is safe while the others kind of perimeter us, and then we have a few clearing our way in front of us.
All right, Talra, can you make a quick leadership role to orchestrate all this stuff?
Sure.
What are my penalties?
Oh, and I get a blue die for my role since this is my first.
No, it's an upgrade. So put an upgrade on your side, so it's better. Okay. Do that, and I'm going to say, I think there's like a lot of chaos and stuff. But if you are using your troops, like obviously, to like clear the way, if you're like coming through, you got cops, like the clear like Republic. Yeah. Go ahead and do 2 difficulty for that.
Okay. 2 purple, 1 upgrade leadership. Here we go.
Nice. Okay. All right. So awesome. Yeah, you get a lot of like confused, upset people who are like, where are you going? Like, what? There's like, tell us what's happening. Why are you doing this? And like, some people notice, no one recognizes him, but they're like, why, where's this Herglick going? Like, what's happening? You get up to the front and there's, yeah, like a bunch of people who are just like trying to get into the spaceport so they can leave the planet because things are obviously going wrong. You push through that crowd and you're met by an officer. And the officer comes up and recognizes you. She's like, Commander Bavaran. And then she looks at the Herglick. She's like, your shuttle's waiting, please. And like gestures for you to come with her.
So first thing I'm going to do is confirm the VIP is good to go. I'm going to kind of usher him in front and nod a thanks to the person who informed us that the shuttle's ready.
Okay. All right, so you're led through the terminal, you and your soldiers at a dash towards the departures area, which now is like getting to be pretty quiet. There's not really anyone around, but you see a couple of Republic troops over by one of the gangplanks, and you can see a shuttle sitting there waiting, idle, like engines idling.
One quick thing, while I'm going in, if I could kind of look over at Zed.
Zed, please try to contact Gunner. We need to let him know that we're leaving.
Okay. So actually, I think as you say that, like you come around into the departures area, and Gunner is just like sitting in one of the seats there. So Gunner, what are you doing? And then you see your team approaching.
Did I ever like hear anything suspicious or see anything or feel anything?
Just like a lot of people, like a lot of scared people, a lot of like fear, people trying to like get off the planet. There was no, like, you didn't see any like attacks or anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I walk over to them.
Okay. All right. So we see the shuttle, see everybody moving towards it. I think that the sort of like the last scene, we get a shot of all of you kind of moving towards the shuttle to get him onto it. We pan out to see the spaceport. Dawn is just like just coming up on this, in this part of the planet, so that the sky is starting to lighten, and we hear as this is happening, we hear everybody starting to like get in. We hear a very distinct sound. It's quiet at first, but it gets louder as the source of the sound gets closer. The unmistakable shriek of TIE fighters is heard suddenly as the shuttle We see it out in the field. A group of TIE fighters, three of them, fly by it, rake it with blaster fire, and it erupts in flame. We follow the TIE fighters as they peel up towards the sky. The camera pans up, and in the atmosphere over the planet, we can see three unmistakable, like arrowhead-shaped Star Destroyers hanging in space, TIE fighters pouring out of them as the Empire arrives ahead of schedule. So that'll do her for today.
The fucking guy, my whale friend, is dead.
He's not dead. He hasn't gotten on the shuttle yet. His shuttle, you are all still in the facility. The shuttle just gets blown up.
Gotcha.
And now the planet is in like full invasion mode, and you're stuck down here with your injured whale friend.
Okay.
So that's that. Wow. Danger on Abrigado Ray.
I'm excited.
So,
plenty of guys to kill now.
Yeah, plenty of guys. Yes, definitely. It's gonna be less a case of like save the planet and more the like embedded resistance to Imperial invasion. Because you know this planet's gonna be flooded with stormtroopers right quick. Cool. All right, well, let's do some shout outs. And we'll call her a day. Co, why don't you start us off?
Sounds good. Well, my name is Co Carnage. Thank you guys very much for watching today. You can find me at twitch.tv/CoCarnage, Twitter and YouTube under the same name. Currently playing Mafia 1, and we're going to be playing Mafia 2 before 3, then Shadow Warrior before Shadow Warrior 2. I'm also playing Divinity Original Sin, my first playthrough on Tactician in the afternoon. So I hope you stop by. And thank you very much. As always, a big thanks to Zeke, Caitlin, and Adam, amazing jobs today. It was a huge amount of fun. And of course, JP for coordinating the entire thing. And thank you guys for watching.
Cool, man. Thanks, Gil. Zeke?
You bet. My name is Ezekiel the Third. Most people just call me Zeke. I am completely, my lights just went off. Oh, there they go.
really?
I'm a variety broadcaster, do a lot of stuff. I want to thank Adam and there my colors are changing. I love it. and JP, as usual, for putting this on. I had a blast today. I hope you guys did too. I'm currently playing the Tex Murphy series, so we'll see how that goes. I played the first one a little bit, and I was like, okay, that's enough. Now I'm gonna move on to the next and the next in the series. So if you want to catch me, I'll be on tomorrow, noon Pacific, and that's when I usually broadcast every day. So thank you. That's it.
Good stuff. Anne?
Cool. My name is Ammunition. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thanks, of course, to Co, Caitlin, Zeke, and Adam for the show and for JP, you know, hosting and doing the production, everything. I am also a variety caster. I play a lot of Overwatch, though, and I will be streaming tonight. In about an hour, we're going to play some Stonehearth, which is that game that I mentioned at the beginning of the stream. My regular schedule is Tuesday through Sunday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. I stream 6 days a week and also have a YouTube and Twitter under the same name. Check me out there. Thank you guys for the show. See you next time.
Killer. All right. Thank you. And last but not least, our mysterious mercenary, Gunner. Caitlin, want to give us some shout outs?
Dude, that roleplay was so good. Like, I'm so happy that they got mad at me. Like, that was so I was living for that. Good job. Good job, Anne. Good job, Co. So, yeah, I'm Caitlin. Kind of like esports. I play StarCraft competitively for a long time. But now I'm more of like a variety streamer. Like, all of these lovely people. So, I'm going to stream right after this. I'm probably just going to play Overwatch. I'm currently trying to get to TwitchCon. I think I'm like halfway there for fundraising, trying to get there for the Balance of Power panel. So yes. Check me out. If you like what you see, throw a follow. And yeah, thanks for watching. And thanks to all these, well, they're not on screen right now, but they're around me. Thanks to all these lovely people. Yes, Adam's going like this. All these lovely people. Thank you.
Sweet. Cool. All right. Well, I'll do mine and then we'll be done with her. So if you've ever been seen a roleplay show before, I'm a familiar face. I'm the GM here at Roleplay. I'm running Balance of Power and I'm running Court of Swords. And I'm also over on my own channel, twitch.tv/AdamCoble, a variety streamer like everyone else I know. I was going to stream tonight, but instead, thanks to some things that happened in a previous episode of Court of Swords, I have to prep some new D&D stuff tonight. So, what happens? Sometimes you need to spend a little extra time preparing, but that's okay. I'm excited about that. I'm going to go and get ready. We've got one more roleplay show that I'm running between now and TwitchCon, which is our episode of Court of Swords on Tuesday. So make sure you check that out. In the meantime, you can follow me on Twitter at SkinnyGhost, where I talk about roleplaying games. So I will see you there. We'll be back with more roleplay on Tuesday, as I said. And if you want to, you'll be able to check out the TwitchCon panel with roleplay Balance Power cast live from TwitchCon. And I'm sure everyone will tweet about it when we do it. So check that out. We will see you next time. Thanks for coming, everybody. Bye-bye.
Wait, what? What?
Oh, you
what?
Want me to say it? You want me to say anything? JP, get ready to cut me off. All right.
Here we go.
Here it comes. Thanks for coming, and may the force be with you.
See if anyone actually heard that.